A caucus meeting to order, town council meeting, Wednesday, December 17th, 2025 at 6 p.m. And let's start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Give me one of these prayer.
Yeah, we're gonna need about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Dear kind Father in heaven, we are grateful to gather today and take care of the town needs. We ask thee to look over one and all of us, especially those that are sick and afflicted in our community, that we may be able to know who they are and reach out and help them in any way possible. Father, we're grateful for all the hard work that the council and all the employees of this town have done this year for us to bring our community together and get it prepared in all things. Father, we ask you to bless our water system, that our aquifers will remain full at all times, and that we'll never run out of water. We ask you to bless this area, Father, that it may be a place of safety for now and in the future for our citizens. We're grateful for all that thou does for us, Father. We're grateful for everything that's taken place in this community. It's really come together. We're grateful for all the blessings that you can bestow upon us. Father, too, at this time, we ask you to reach out and help all those that are having conflicts over the world, in other countries and communities all alike. Please bless President Trump and his family, that they will be safe from all harm and that he will make the correct decisions to lead this country forward now and in the future. Father, we ask you to weed out the evil that's around and those that wish to do evil things, that no weapon can be formed against us, that they could be stopped at all times and all things. Father, please bless our community garden, that there may be great abundance this year, that we may help serve our community and be prepared for tough times ahead. Father, these things we humbly ask for and say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
All right, roll call.
Scott Taylor here.
Kevin Sayre here.
Mike Farrar here.
Richard Palmer here.
There she is.
Annie Spinlove is walking in now.
Annie Spinlove here.
Hello, Annie Spinlove here.
Got it. All right. Any conflicts of interest?
That
sounds good. Mayor's town updates. Cookie exchange. This Saturday, Christmas cookie exchange. I'm sorry. This Saturday, the 20th, 2 to 4 p.m. right here in the town building. Sounds like Santa's going to be here about 3 to 3:30 to see the kids. So if you haven't been involved in that previous years, really good time. Everybody comes, breaks some cookies, and sit on a table and everybody eats cookies and talks and hangs out and enjoys this Saturday, 2 to 4, 20th. Yep. Yep. Water tank update, concrete water tank, 1 million gallon up here on the hill. It's going to replace these two steel tanks. We broke ground by the end of the year as promised. The road's been cut, the access road's been cut. We've leveled out a pad, cleared the weeds. We've been drilling core samples for testing, soils tests and stuff like that. And we're moving along. It's a slow process, but it's moving along. Well, that's exciting and good and much needed tank. Those steel tanks weren't going to last much longer. That's for darn sure. We've been band-aiding them. In fact, I think there's a couple band-aids on them right now holding them together. So that's good. That's really it. So this year, we have talked about it before. We'll be going out. I'll be starting to work on a bid with the engineers to put out for paving all the roads in Apple Valley proper, the ones that aren't paved, ones for road base, and then slurrying and striping every road in Apple Valley. So we'll be putting together a bid. It'll have to go out to bid because it's a very large job, upwards of $700,000. And I'm working on ensuring that doesn't cost the town anything. It does cost it very little. So that's kind of overdue too. Some of these roads are getting really bad. So that's really all I have. Do you guys have anything?
I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We look forward to 2026.
Knock on wood.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Anybody else?
I'm good.
All righty. Oh, good.
I'm sorry, second Kevin. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes. It came quick.
It did. It
certainly did.
All righty. We're going to open up public comments, 3 minutes each. I don't think we ever have a problem with that, but we'll open that section up. Anybody hear a public comment? Come on up.
Sean Bennett here. I'd like to make a request of the town that you guys change the name of the park back to Smithsonian Community Park. In 2003, I started a petition for the park. The county wouldn't help us. They said we'd have to become our own town. I took that petition along with what Mary Reed was had to merge it to incorporate this town. We acquired the land through Big Plains Foundation, the same foundation that donated this land to this building. It was a dormant foundation. I had to go create a new committee, reestablish that board, and make the vote, which happened in this very building, to have that land donated. Me and a bunch of other volunteers worked, raising what little money we could. At the time, we had over 100 volunteers at the time, including Mr. Campbell and the old engineer that's passed. But he was going to donate his time to do all the engineering. We had equipment volunteered. We had people volunteer to do the work. And then when it became a town, it kind of died off. When Mr. Mosier got in, they took what money we had in the account. I'd have to look back at the records. I think it was $600 some dollars. Lots of cookies sold. And then they ended up, you know, building the park, which I'm grateful for. It's not what we had envisioned at the time and what we had built out, but it's here. We're happy for that. But just in honor of everybody that put their heart into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, it's an emotional subject.
Absolutely.
Heart, soul, even that.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and then also, I'm up here, Founders Day. I think that that needs to be looked at. You know, Louis Ford.
And he hinted at all the
time. Dennis Womack. You know, those guys, Troy Lynn and Jeff, I mean, a lot of people put their heart and soul into this. I know that Dennis Womack spent every hour after work and some of their own money to build this place.
Yeah, they did.
And that needs to be honored. As time goes on, we shouldn't forget.
For sure.
It shouldn't be about a particular mayor. It should be about who built up to
that. That's right.
Yeah, I agree.
We agree. So,
yep. Thanks for your time.
I'll probably hit you up and get more of that history from you, Sean.
Oh, yeah. One other thing. I gave some history to Marty Lisenby. Everything I had, the original petition, a lot of the materials I had, he said he was going to display it here at the town. I would like to ask Marty Lisenby on public record, where is that information? It belonged to me. I donated it to the town for the town history. It's not his to keep. So.
We'll follow that up.
Yep.
Thanks, Sean.
Yep. Yeah, we'll getting ready to do some work to the park coming up. So that'll be something we'll look at, and I may even call you up and get some more of the history. I love the history. Only being here 3 years, when you guys come around and know all this history, it's very interesting to me, and I don't want it forgotten. So definitely. And so yeah, we'll talk about that and put it on the agenda. I got no problem with that. So.
Thank you. And when you do, let me know.
Yep, you got it. I'll make sure you're here. Yep, I'll make sure you're here.
I know we've tried to do Founders Day the last 2 years and have had trouble with the committee.
Yeah.
So we're working on strengthening our events committee.
Yep.
If you need help,
yeah.
We will.
Yep. All right. Anybody else got public comment? Anybody online? Aubrey, got one person online. All right. When it closes out the public comment session, we're going to roll into discussion and action. We're rolling to item number one, Ordinance O-2025-42. Amend Title 10.02.050, building permit required. Planning Commission recommended approval on December 10, 2025. What this is real quickly, is something came across my desk and I started looking at it, and I didn't even really know this, that we require a building permit for shipping containers I started thinking it out. I looked into it. Since the building shipping container is pre-constructed to some very rigorous standards, far beyond anything we do in the building code, we don't inspect those. We don't do anything with it. It kind of felt like the town was just taking residents' money. I don't like that. I'm sure you guys don't either. So I kind of checked with the engineers, did a little homework, and said we don't need to have a building permit for a shipping container now. With that being said, all rules still have to be followed. You have to do your step backs. You have to, there's rules for how many shipping containers you have, and paint, all that stuff still in effect. You just don't have to come to the town and get a building permit to install it. But if somebody, if you don't follow the rules for the shipping container and somebody comes and complains, then we're going to have to send you a violation notice. We'll get that fixed. But all this is saying is you don't have to come in and pay your fee and get the building permit. We went up to 360 square feet because that's a 45 foot long shipping container. They're 8 feet wide. 45 feet is as long as they go standard, and then it starts getting into custom, which would affect the integrity and the structure. So we're going to go up to 360 square feet. That's the proposal. And the next item will be the same thing. It's just located two different places. Do you guys have any questions or concerns or thoughts that I can probably maybe answer?
I think it's on the next one.
I make a motion we approve ordinance 0-2025-42, amended title 10.02.050, the building permit requirement for the storage containers.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kevin Sarah, aye.
Mike Farrar, aye.
Danny Smith, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries on that. And then two, ordinance O-2025-43, amend title 10.28.250, smaller accessory building exempt from building permit requirements. Planning Commission recommends approval on December 10th, 2025. It's the exact same thing. It's just located in two different places in our ordinances. So we just got to get it in both places.
And this really limits it to one per acre without a permit.
This does
because
not.
Of the 1% of the lot size.
Yeah, whatever the rules are, you still have to go with the rules. Yep.
So only one unpermitted container per acre.
Okay. And we can look at that. I didn't even notice that. You're right, the 1% of the lot size totals in. We can look at that too. I don't necessarily know if I agree with that, but we could look at it. Let me look at that too, and we can bring that up. I didn't even notice that.
I think that should change.
Because I mean, if you have a shipping container and a shed or two, As long as we're within our other rules.
Most people like to put the two containers and then put the roof over it.
Yeah.
We need to look at that.
We can't put that in a motion, right, Jenna? We have to go and do a whole new thing. We'll just do another thing in January's meeting.
Have proper notice.
Yeah, I'll look at that and make sure that it's nothing we're not thinking of, anything whack. I didn't even really notice that, or I didn't put it on there, but you're right. Kind of supersedes our other rules that we've made for these things, so we'll get that on the next one.
To me, it just says you have to have more. Actually, no, you're right. It does supersede.
Yeah, because we allow two or something per eight. I don't know what it is. Yeah, we have that whole chart.
It's more.
Yeah.
So this kind of supersedes that. And then it also, if you put in a shipping container, now you might not be able to have, you know,
a carport or a
shed that's under 200 square feet. So, yeah, we'll fix that one. I'll look at it, make sure there's nothing that we're missing. And I'll even check with the engineer and I'm sure it's just not a problem. We'll just eliminate that on the next meeting.
So should we still approve this one?
Yeah, I think we should still approve it. Yes.
And then we'll just bring that back after.
Bring it back up on the January meeting to get rid of that whole sentence.
I make a motion we approve ordinance 0-2025-43 and amend the title 10.28.250 for the smaller accessory buildings exempt from building permit requirements. By the way, both of these have been approved by the Planning Commission.
I'll second.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kim Sarah, aye.
Mike Farrar, aye.
Annie Spendlove, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to item number three, resolution R-2025-30, adopting Planning Commission member Bradley Farrar. Bradley is up for re-election.
Oh, yeah. You ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're doing a good job.
Scott Taylor, move we approve resolution R-2025-3, appointing Planning Commission member Bradley Farrar.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kevin Sir, aye.
Mike Farrar, aye.
Andy Spendlove, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On item number four, resolution R-2025-31, appointing Planning Commission member Dan Arsch. It's going to go inside with number five. So Kel Hershey's current Planning Commission member. I spoke to Bradley. We spoke to Kale. Kale is extremely busy with the construction business, and he wanted to help, but it's just not working out the way he thought. So what we want to do is put Kale to the alternate and move Dan Harsh from the alternate to the Planning Commission, as Dan can be here, and Kale can just come on an emergency basis when we need him.
Oh, so, no.
Yeah. And so that's what that is.
We wish him all the success in his business.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Scott. A really good reason for not making it.
Yeah, no, for sure.
We like to abuse Dan anyway, so yep, we get all, everything we can out of
him. That's true.
Scott, the approved resolution R-2025-31, appointing Planning Commission member Dan Harsh.
Second it.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kim Sir, aye.
Mike Farrar, aye.
Annie Spendlove, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to number five, resolution R-2025-32, appointing Planning Commission alternate member Kale Hershey.
Go ahead. Scott Taylor, I move we approve resolution R-2025-32, appointing Planning Commission alternate member Kel Hershey.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kim Sir, aye.
Mike Farrar, aye.
Jim Spendlove, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to the consent agenda. We have disbursement listing for November 2025, budget report for fiscal year 2026 through November 2025. November 2025 water usage comparison, and the minutes from November 18, 2025 town council hearing and meeting. I know I've been saying this every meeting. This is the budget. This is where everything shows to the public, every penny we've spent, every penny that's come in. Everything is right here in this report for people that don't know and don't understand it. And if anybody looks at that and has a question, never hesitate to reach out to me. Do you guys have any questions about anything funky?
Just one change there.
Yes, sir.
On number nine, minutes.
Yes.
In the minutes on number 12, during my motions, the small A water stipend is set at 75 per month should be removed.
We're just saying make it a motion.
That makes sense.
No, I'm not seeing it. Oh, in the motion.
In the motion.
Oh, it's set at 75 and it's 100. You are correct.
No. That water stipend is set at 75. That one should be removed because that's on the planning commission.
You follow, Jenna?
Yeah, I can go back and listen to the motion, or you know that you didn't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Will you just make it in the motion?
Yeah.
And then we'll just fix it.
Scott Taylor, move we approve the consent agenda. One, amendment number nine, the minutes. Number 12, remove the small A water stipend is set at 75 per month. Referring to the planning commission only.
Okay. Roy, second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We don't need a closed session. Anybody wants a motion for adjournment? That should be it.
So, did he make the motion for all the dispersal budget report? He only just
did that one agenda. Part.
He just did that.
Yeah. Yep, I follow notes. He's just correcting his motion from the last meeting.
The last one.
They got recorded wrong or whatever.
It was kind of a confusing one.
Okay, yeah. So we'll pull that one out and we'll do the minutes separate, and then we'll do the rest of the consent agenda on another motion then?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. If you want to go back and just approve the disbursement listing budget report and the water usage comparison, 6, 7, and 8, because we basically pulled 9 out.
We can do those 3 together.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And then we'll do a separate one for 9.
Yeah, we already did 9, and we'll just do 6, 7.
Okay.
Yep.
I make a motion we approved number 6 disbursement listings for November of 2025, number 7, the budget report for fiscal year 2026 through November of 2025, and line item number 8, the November 2025 water usage and comparison reports.
Need a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. No closed session. If anyone wants a message or motion for adjournment.
And we already did 9, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
No, we're good. I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.
That was a fast meeting. He's had it 5 years.
Last one.
He did have one.